This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, let's not forget a special shout-out. Good shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those keeping us free and safe on this Friday morning. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also includes Felix and the mail haulers out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, as well as our suicide jockeys, Tom and company out there, hauling gasoline, diesel, and diesel fuel, jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. All the same way. Captain's America, C-A-P-T-A-I-N with an S in the middle, then America, all lowercase, Captain's America. All right, and don't forget to find our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and check it out and take advantage of all the things that are going on there as well. Okay, joining us, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Now, Kyle, I just so happen to have right here an audio that just came into me from our one of our news sources. So I haven't heard this yet, so we're all going to hear this together. Here we go. Joe Biden targets the extreme Republicans as a threat to U.S. democracy. This is 34 seconds. We'll see what it is.
In a speech from outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the president issued a warning.
Equality and democracy are under assault.
And he didn't mince words.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Mr. Biden appealed to the nation to remain optimistic and have the courage and commitment to preserve American democracy. In a pre-speech rebuttal, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accused the president of trying to disparage hard-working Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, I will say this again. No mention of Black Lives Matter. No mention of Antifa. No mention of the brown shirts. No mention of the burnings of the buildings, including some federal buildings. No mention of the 73 police officers killed by these thugs that were out rioting on the streets. No mention of that at all. But yet, he could blame everything on the MAGA Republicans. Well, if you understand what he was saying, he was telling you what the Democrats had been doing.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We have a brief audio as well of President Biden talking about there's no place for political violence. We can hear it real briefly, if you like.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
There are dangers around us. We cannot allow to prevail. We hear you've heard it. More and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever.
So there you have Joe Biden talking about there's no place for political violence, which no reasonable person, of course, really ever wants to have.
Mm-mm.
But we just saw all this political violence that happened when they burned down the cities.
And he did nothing.
Right, right. This is, I mean, to say it's hypocrisy is to be nice.
Yep. And his vice president was out there bailing out the very people that did that sort of stuff, getting them out of jail and trying to make sure that they got their free, whatever it was, where they just go and they answer the charges and then they're released at their own recognizance. And some of these people, these violent people, got back out there and went right back out and did the same thing again.
Well, sure, but it was serving a political purpose for the far left and the Democrat Party elite. And so that, I guess, was okay, or maybe he just plumb forgot, but I don't think he plumb forgot.
And I'm going to remind the people that keep throwing January 6th up in everybody's face here. I have heard from friends of mine that I've known for several years, and I believe and I trust, that there were buses that came in on the backside of the Capitol building that day. And people got out in black and put Donald Trump shirts on and Make America Great hats on and then went around to the front and just started to tear things up. About 100 of them started to tear things up. Why is it nobody talks about that when it's been reported over and over and over again by responsible people and nobody said a word? Why is that? And we'll have to mention that on the way back here. So hold that thought. We'll get to it when we come back. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly. And guess what? That guy, Jeff from Sarasota, that superstar down there, does everybody want to know who Jeff from Sarasota was? This is him. So listen up.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That is the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they are most definitely on a mission. The mission they're on is they're trying to get as many people pain-free as they possibly can. And their product, which I've been taking for over 8 years, does just exactly that for me and for tens of thousands of other people that are currently taking it. Now, if you're struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, maybe your wrist, maybe your ankle and your legs, that sort of pain, that sort of swelling, that sort of inflammation, then this is a product that should work for you. Now, what I like about it is it's all natural, 100% drug-free, no drugs in this at all. And you take it very simply in the morning with your breakfast when you get up. You get it in your system, it's in there to start the day, and it will start to work right away. Now, if you need to take it again because your pain came back or your swelling came back, that's okay too, but again, you take it with a meal. That's what they tell you. That's the best way to do it. And then you go from there. Now, I've been taking this for over 8 years, and clearly put and clearly defined, the product works. So I'm going to give you a website, tell you to go over there and check it out. The website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the website, check out the product, the three-week quick start that's right there for $19.95. That's about $1 a day to get you out of pain, to get you started. And then after that, you'll go on automated delivery. But you got to try it to see if it works. And I have a great deal of confidence in the fact that it will. So once again,
relieffactor.com/captain, 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 because Kyle, what is it that we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. That's what it's all about, getting rid of the pain. All right, you had something you wanted to ask or add or something?
Yeah, exactly, Captain. You know, we're watching the videos of this speech that Joe Biden gave there in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I can't help but notice sort of the eerie red light that's, you know, behind the president. And there's almost the Marines that are back there are silhouetted with the red light. And, you know, it just seems like it's a little weird.
Well, red at night. In the dark, let's see here. You don't suppose he's trying to get a little touch of the devil in there, do you?
I don't know. I mean, it's. I think it's there to be like, this is ominous and so forth. And, of course, the Marines are back there as well. But to kind of put them in the position of being, enhanced by this mood lighting and so forth, I'm not sure really works. You know, they're not there just to you know, sort of be, we're for the Democrats or something like that. That's not
well,
what it's about.
I get the Marines. They're there for the intimidation factor. I get that.
Well, it's a very odd staging. If Donald Trump had staged something like that, they would immediately say this is all theatrics, this is not substantive, it would go on and on.
Now, the judge that's taking a look at the special master request by the Trump team appears willing to do that. Now, I thought we would have had a decision last night. We didn't. Apparently, we got one coming today. Is that your assumption, too?
Yeah, that's what we're expecting at the very least. But, of course, Captain, this seems to be wholly reasonable to have a third party be able to examine these documents and so forth, because we're well past the point to simply say, don't worry, Merrick Garland is going to be just fine with all this and he'll make all the right decisions. In fact, you would want there to be stay away from even the appearance that there was bias or impropriety.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the special master would help to achieve.
Now, to our friends in Colorado, I don't feel your pain and I don't want to, but the utility company XL Energy locked out tens of thousands of Colorado residents from changing the temperature on their thermostats, all in the name of conserving energy.
Very interesting. Well, you know, Captain, there's a program here in Southern California, at least, where you can allow the power company to turn off your air conditioner almost all, you know, altogether in times where they're trying to conserve energy.
And I know you signed up for that one.
No, not at all. But it's this kind of thing. So here you go again. You've got an entity that will then make decisions for you. There are different ways. I mean, obviously, energy prices come to bear. It becomes much more expensive, people will turn down their thermostats more or less. But to take total control of it, well, that's a different story.
Now, Don Lemon, CNN's Don Lemon, defended Joe Biden's semi-fascism smear of the MAGA base by saying, well, there were no lies detected. The president told the truth.
Well, Don Lemon would have to be able to
present.
He's an
idiot.
Well, yeah, he'd have to be able to present. We keep hearing this stuff, Captain. Donald Trump is about fascism. Where's the fascism going on?
You're looking at it when they make the comment.
Well, precisely. But that's what it is. It's just a comment designed to elicit a response and to make you, scared, I suppose, and scared to speak up or scared to say anything, scared to talk about having lower energy prices, scared to talk about having the American dream really apply to everybody and hard work would pay off. And, oh, yes, these are incredibly fascist ideas. It's just crazy time. But that's because they're out of gas, Captain. They don't have anything else. to offer other than to try to hoodwink people, and this is really sad. And when the media gets involved in it too, well, then that's it's doubly bad.
Well, I believe that they are on their last blast. I think that they're trying to get their help from their brothers in the media. I don't think it's going to work. People are going to realize what's going to happen. They're going to get even more desperate than they are today. And there you go.
Well, I think this whole speech is an act of desperation. I think it is a Hail Mary. I think it's they don't know what to do next. He wouldn't be out there trying to demonize millions and millions of people if they weren't really scared that voters and even Democrats. And part of this, I think, is directed at those Democrats who would think, well, I'm really done with the Democrat Party. They just don't represent me anymore. Oh, but I don't want to be lumped in to be a MAGA force. You know, this, it sounds like a Marvel movie or something. Here come the MAGA forces. This is, again, really...
Here they come ridiculous. To save the day. That means the MAGA force is on the way.
Right. They're trying to set up Trump as the sort of this evil supervillain who, you know, is down in a bunker somewhere plotting to take over the world or something.
Hey, look, when you got Hillary and you got John Kerry and you got what the hell's her name, Valerie Jarrett, and you got I can't think of the other one, Susan Rice. Okay, all on the same team. That's the evil team.
They certainly seem to go to work against the general thrust of, I think, what the majority of the American people want to do.
And I keep watching Frenchie when she does the press releases. I keep watching Frenchie looking over at Susan Rice.
Really? Okay. Well, that's pretty telling.
Yeah, you might want to take a look and see who she's looking at when she looks that way. She's looking right straight at Susan Rice.
Well, and Karine Jean-Pierre earlier as well talked about how well this speech hit a nerve. Yeah, well, she says, well, the speech hit a nerve. It didn't hit it as if to say, well, oh no, the MAGA forces, they've been found out. You know, this is what we're supposed to, that's the takeaway, I guess. But more and more people are laughing at what Joe Biden just did rather than saying, I've got to reexamine my whole life and whether or not those MAGA forces are a direct threat to our whole democracy. You know, Captain, it seems like tampering with elections seems to be a pretty big threat to democracy, you know, but they don't even want to talk about that. You can't even entertain that. You can't even, voter registration or voter ID, oh my gosh, you know, it's this kind of ridiculous nonsense that people have just had enough of.
Well, they know all about that sort of stuff. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we approach the bottom of the hour here, hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming back. And I will tell you that we shall return.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Joe Biden delivered a sober assessment of American democracy during a rare primetime address in Philadelphia on Thursday, warning that Donald Trump and his closest political allies are threatening to take the country backward. As I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault, Biden said in front of Independence Hall. After tearing into Republicans for what he calls MAGA extremism and semi-fascism, administration officials say Biden determined the time was right to provide a more serious, sober reckoning on what he regards as growing anti-democratic forces building across the country. Meanwhile, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy in Scranton earlier Thursday offered a pre-rebuttal to President Biden's Soul of the Nation address.
He has launched an assault on our democracy. His policies have severely wounded America's soul.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get back on it with Kyle Warren and a caller that we have on hold, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has been having this buy one, get one sale to get rid of inventory, which he's done during the course of the day, the year, the month, whatever. And I will tell you that in all reality, he's out of the old My Slippers. Now he's got the new ones called the All Season Slippers. And I got my pair yesterday. And I'll tell you what, they are really, really comfortable. Really comfortable. I almost wore them tonight, but then I decided, well, I had to go down to Bradenton to an event. Have lunch with the captain, which was very well attended yesterday. Thanks very much for everybody that showed up. So I'm going to wear them at a different time. Might wear them tonight. We'll see. Might wear them tonight to see how my foot feels. But anyway, there you go. And I got them because of my feet and because of the problem I've got. And I'm looking forward to telling you through my use how they do. But for $29.98, which is a 66%, two-thirds markdown of these slippers, you can give them a try, the all-season slippers, $29.98. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, click on the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what you do, promo code CAPTAIN, and boom, you're in Lake Flynn. Now, you can call them on the phone, too, if you want to, at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And, again, the promo code is always CAPTAIN,
These are the all-season slippers, $29.98. That's a special introductory price to get them started to move. And I'm telling you, I think you're going to like what you got. All righty, let's see here. We're going to go to the phone line. We got a couple of callers, and we got Kyle Warren to bring into the mix. Okay, Kyle, are you there? Good morning, Kyle.
I am here.
All right, hold on. We're going to bring in our favorite caller from Colorado. So here we go. Colorado, Colorado, Colorado.
Yes, that would be me, Aaron.
That's right.
Colorado.
That's right.
Yeah, Professor Politics. excuse me.
Careful.
Well, first of all, we're a representative republic. We're not a democracy.
Nope.
You got this old, broken down, senile, weak, pathetic, bigot piece of crap of a so-called president calling that the MAGA good, who supports her, is a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy.
You bet.
He's the one that is a threat to democracy. He ought to look in the mirror. But if he looked in the mirror, he wouldn't like what he saw because he's such an old, broken down, dark side, dumb donkey. It is ridiculous.
Aaron, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the red in the background and it was particularly bright over his left shoulder?
No, I did not watch the speech. I was working. Right.
The red on the wall, okay? He had the whole thing illuminated back there with the Marines standing in the shadows with the red illumination on them. What's that remind you of, the color red?
Communism.
Yeah, the devil.
The devil, communism.
Yep, the devil.
Former Soviet
Union. And you're right, communism. But anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean about anything.
Communism, China. Yep. I can go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's just so frustrating that he doesn't realize you are the problem, moron.
Yep.
And it's so sad that people have drunk his Kool-Aid, kept this old fool in office as long as I've been living. He should have been gone decades ago.
Yep.
But people are so stupid in this country and put this piece of crap that shouldn't even be in the White House.
Yep.
It's such a disgrace. This country is buried in trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. I'm not surprised the powers that have not declared this country bankrupt, because it is bankrupt financially and spiritually. It is a disgrace that this old man is even in that White House seat. It's such a disgrace. And basically, what this speech was about is he's already campaigning. This piece of crap hasn't even been in office for 2 years.
Right.
And he's already campaigning for the election of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Cap, the Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. And let's tell him it like it is.
Well, yeah, certainly, yeah, obviously this is all tied into campaigning, specifically, of course, in the near term for the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Captain, you know, if the Democrat Party elite weren't frightened that they were going to lose power,
They're scared to death. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. It's not because MAGA forces are coming to destroy our democracy. It's because through democracy, the Democrat Party elite are going to lose political power in a very, very big way. And that is not acceptable to them.
Well, before I go to the next caller, I'm going to make a suggestion to everybody that's listening to me right now. Get your MAGA hats out. Get your MAGA shirts out. Wear red. Wear red this weekend. Wherever you go, whatever you do, wear red. Wear the hats through the whole freaking nine yards and let the people see you. I know you're not going to act like a bunch of jackasses out there. We'll let the people see you. And if somebody's stupid enough to tear into you, let them tear into you, because if they harass you, have them arrested and charged with harassment. You can do that. Let's teach them a lesson. All right, let's go to the phone line, and I think we've got Elliot and Wesley Chapel on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, West Coast Kyle. You know, Governor Abbott of Texas, we the citizens of Florida recognize you as a strong man with a soul, a true leader in the real sense. Now, shipping the illegals off to blue states, Governor, the time is now. The state of Texas, direct your migrant buses to Joe Biden's home in Delaware.
That's right. Direct them to his beachfront home that sits in the North Shores neighborhood. He hates border fencing, but him and his wife are sticking us with a $455,000 security wall. Drop them off by the thousands nonstop around the clock. Keep them rolling in Delaware all the way up to the midterm elections. Governor Abbott, a direct focus should send illegals to Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Merrick Garland's neighborhoods. That should be the three focuses here. Keep them rolling nonstop. America, we must set up funds for Governor Abbott. Let's focus on their damn neighborhoods. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right on, Elliot.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's he's shaking up the whole thing. Absolutely.
And Abbott did send some people to Chicago, and the mayor of Chicago tore into him and called him irresponsible and several other different things. Like, again, she was calling him what she, in fact, herself is. It's so simple. It's so simple. A Democrat opens their mouth and calls somebody a name, take a look at them, and see if they're not already doing it.
Well, that's right. My question is, why aren't the sanctuary cities rolling out the red carpet and saying, we'll send buses to you?
Hey, the state of Illinois, pursuant to the governor and what he had to say, is a sanctuary state.
Right, right. But then they get really angry if people actually start arriving, you know. And
you shouldn't have opened your mouth.
Well, precisely. But that's because this is all a political, it's a political game that they're playing. And so, unfortunately, they're not willing to put their money where their mouth is. And it's absolutely telling. The American people see it, they interpret it correctly, and they will vote accordingly, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm counting on that one. And, folks, you got to get out. You got to vote. You got to show them who's boss. It's not them. It's us. These people that we elect work for us. And if you don't get out and cast a ballot, then guess what? You are part of the problem. You have no reason to complain.
Well, that's exactly right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got about 20 seconds before we get going again here. I do want to remember or remind everybody that, of course, this program is heard all around various parts of the country. Now, some stations carry our show all night long. Some stations carry an hour. Some stations carry 2 hours. However it is, however it works out, we're very happy to have you along the network. We're not going to tell somebody that, well, you got to carry the whole show. Nope, you can carry whatever you want. And we've got a lot of new people that are listening to the show, especially right now during this hour and coming up in the next hour. And it's really, really important that we remind them that we are all about America. And you and I will be right back, Mr. Kyle, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm getting down, 1974 style, Kyle.
I love it. You know, that's, what a great sound from that era, the clavinet and all that stuff.
Oh,
it's just cool.
Boy, I'm telling you, and that's Cool in the Gang again, folks. I played a Cool in the Gang song for the second time. I wanted to get a couple songs pretty similar with the beat and whatnot. And, I mean, you could dance all night long to that stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's really something.
Yeah, and people don't realize that's an era that's gone. Except for those of us that remember it, because I can remember Erie Boulevard, Syracuse, New York. We had a big dance place that we used to go to, especially on the weekends, Friday night, Saturday night, and it was a ball. We had a ball, y'all.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All right. Well, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, Captain. Well, out west, of course, we continue to have the very hot temperatures, and this is a real danger to people who are very sensitive to when you get into triple digits, of course, and you want to stay in the air conditioning. This excessive heat warning is going to cover all of California, basically, also up through southern Nevada, and then to where it turns into a heat advisory for most of central and north Nevada, southern Idaho, southern Oregon as well. And of course, also in terms of traffic, in terms of things happening out there on the road, Interstate 5 near Castaic, of course, has been an absolute disaster because of the fire that's called the Route Fire. Now, we understand that they're getting a lot of good progress on this fire, but in that whole area, northbound 5, southbound 5, there in the Castaic area, you may still be having, if not outright closures, certainly detours, and also traffic as well. So please be aware of that if you're going to be trucking through that area. There were some evacuations. I think it's starting to tamp down, but obviously the heat is not helping at all. In terms of rain on the map tonight, we're still just seeing rain down along Interstate 8. This is going to be in southern Arizona, south of Phoenix. Now the rain has moved since last hour. It's moved west of Gila Bend along Interstate 8 before you reach Dateland. So just be careful out there. And, of course, again, the heat, you got to be very aware of that.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's come over to Texas. We still got rain in Texas, believe it or not, from Van Horn over to Fort Stockton, and it's still raining very hard over there. Got a lot of flooding going on still, especially in the low-lying areas along the Mexican border. Plenty of water, standing water in that area. Now, there's a little bit of patchy fog from Houston on down to Brownsville. It's kind of hit or miss on the fog right now. It's lighting up a little bit from what it was last hour. Still got some fog over there around New Orleans. It's still there, same places, same way. Going up north out of Louisiana and Mississippi, we've got flooding. These rivers are cresting. And Jackson, Mississippi, it's not just the river cresting, it's the water. They still haven't got that that water plant online totally, Kyle, and it's creating a heck of a problem there for the people with looking for drinking water. You can't truck in enough bottled water. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, this is real huge proportion problem.
Yeah, and they're telling people to boil it. Even if you're going to take a shower, boil it because of the water. It's got impurities in it which could make you sick. All right, now coming over here, we do have some offshore activity up to the west of Tallahassee, to the east of, to the east of Frank Salvato's house. And we've got, that goes out, it looks like about 40 or 50 miles into the Gulf. So there's something out there doing its thing, kind of been there for the last hour or two, hasn't moved and gone anywhere. But the big problem right now, Kyle, is what's hanging out there in the ocean. We have got three different systems right now out there in the Atlantic Ocean. One of them is Tropical Storm Danielle. Danielle is moving away from everything. Probably will go towards Europe if it holds together. And then we've got this disturbance number one that I've been watching all week long. It hasn't moved all that far, but it's very close to becoming a tropical storm. right now. Tropical depression, certainly. And looks like over the next couple of days, 48 hours, 50% chance of development. And over the next 5 days, a 70% chance of development. It's going to become something. What the something is, we don't know. And then behind it, about a week behind it, is another system a little bit further north than this one, over by the Cabo Verde Islands coming off the coast of Africa. So we'll have to see what happens, but that's the weather. That's the weather.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Go over there to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Check him out and see the stuff that he has to offer. Now, we're gonna go over to the telephone line again. And this time, we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, our beloved fearless leader, who is really showing how stupid he is, decides to come out and say something, and here's part of what he said, 34 seconds worth.
In a speech from outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the president issued a warning.
Equality and democracy are under assault.
And he didn't mince words.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Mr. Biden appealed to the nation to remain optimistic and have the courage and commitment to preserve American democracy. In a pre-speech rebuttal, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accused the president of trying to disparage hard-working Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's pretty well direct and to the point. What do you think?
Well, I don't know how many times he said MAGA.
Yep.
But MAGA is Make America Great Again.
Right.
And, you know, even if you just take after COVID, of which will be with us for a long time, you know, to Make America Great Again, how can you argue with that?
Well, I mean, you can.
I would think that everybody across the country would want that. That's
mm-hmm.
number one.
Yep.
Number two. He spoke to a minimum of 74 million voters.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that he used, violence, extremists,
mm-hmm.
many times, are the exact descriptive words that are used for Al-Qaeda,
yep.
Islamic State, and the Taliban.
Yep.
So, make no mistake, we have been put into that category. He used the word threat. So we have a president that has divided this country,
yep.
arguably, for the next 2 years, and that's what we're going to have to live with.
Yep, and double yep. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America. Watch. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.